Welcome to Growing Up Boomer. I'm your host, Padre, with my co-host, Cotton. And this podcast is dedicated to the life and times of the baby boomer generation. The show is loosely scripted, and sometimes we'll go down rabbit holes, and where it leads us to, one will never know. This podcast can be informative, funny, and sometimes irreverent. But most of all, we hope you find it entertaining. Hey, Cotton, how you doing, my man?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
Oh, man, I cannot complain, you know?
But you do.
It doesn't make any difference anyway, right?
Yeah.
Hey, so how's everything down in Southern California? I think you got some rain the other day, didn't you?
Oh, terrible. Terrible. Kept me from walking.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Your 5-mile walk, son.
Yep. Yeah, I told you I got up to 9, didn't I?
Oh, I know you didn't. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Man, you're not kidding. No wonder you're looking so thin.
Yeah, enough to see my gut. And that's not beer.
Oh, did you get the news about the earthquake back east?
No.
What? You didn't hear about the earthquake in New York?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the 4.8. That's like an aftershock out here.
Oh, I know.
Well, you know what? I will say this about it, and it gets me shook up, too, because we have two different types of quakes. Because since it's the plates, we get the strong one. They get the ones that just go boom, right? And then it's over.
Yeah.
When I saw on the video, those are the slow rolling ones. Those are the scary ones. Because they start going and you're going like, it's getting stronger. Is it going to stop? Those are the scary ones. The other ones, the ones that you get the real big shakes, are so quick, you don't have time to even process it. But man, those soul rollers, those are the scary ones. You know, yeah. We've been through a few, I think, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. And you just sit there waiting for the next one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Golly. I feel for those people back east because, you know, it's one of those things. They just don't know.
Yeah.
But, man, if you've never felt anything like that, it's the same like us when we get a little rain. Oh, my God. You know, it's an atmospheric river. And people back east are like, come on. That's nothing. We get snow 6 foot tall.
It poured out here, though.
Yeah.
It really poured. And it was cold.
Yeah.
Cold and rainy.
Yeah.
God,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah. So it must have been down to 70 out there, huh?
Almost. Almost.
Oh, before we get started, you know what? Today's podcast is the Baby Boomers and Superman. Remember the adventures of Superman?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Were they awesome or what?
Faster than a speeding bullet.
What's the other one? More powerful than a locomotive, right?
Yeah.
Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Yeah. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Superman.
Yeah.
Oh, but before we do, I got an article for you. Then we'll get on. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. This one is actually up here in our beautiful town of Benicia. Oh, but Cotton, before we get into this story, I've got to tell you a little story about the character of Benicia. My brother-in-law used to come up, and, you know, we're both from L.A., and he goes and he says, I'm going to go over to the store and get some stuff. They're closed. I'm going to go over here to this restaurant and get some. You know, we got the little First Street. They're closed. He says, this is probably the safest town in the United States, and you guys close everything up at like 7 o'clock. He says, in LA, people are getting robbed all the time, and we got 24 hours. We're open 24 hours. So I can't get nothing after 7 o'clock in this town.
Yeah.
Oh,
why they get robbed.
But we did have some excitement.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Let me read this article. This is, I believe, from KRON, the station 4 from up here. Bank robbers, 53. And getaway driver at 68, arrested by Benicia PD. You know, they probably told him because he had probably had his blinker on the entire time.
Exactly.
Says, oh, this must be the bank robbers. They got it. They had their blinker on the entire time. All right, here we go. Venetian
police out of there at 30 miles an hour.
Oh, getaway driver. Oh, yeah, 68 years old. Oh. All right. The Benicia Police Department identified three individuals connected to a bank robbery on East 2nd Street in Benicia on Wednesday. Two of the three individuals were arrested, police say. On March 18th, Benicia Police Department responded to reports of a bank robbery at the Bank of the West branch on 1st Street. Now, get this. Okay. The bank's on 1st Street. They catch him, I guess, a day or two later. They're on 2nd Street, a block away. I mean, if I robbed a bank, I'd be out of there, man. Or they kept, or maybe the 68-year-old just kept driving in circles. He got lost.
That could be.
Police say cash was taken, but the amount was undisclosed. After the bank robbery, the suspects fled the scene in a Cadillac sedan, which, as a result, was flagged in the city's automatic license plate reader system on Wednesday. Police located the Cadillac on each 2nd Street with the three occupants inside. One passenger, age 53, from Vacaville, was identified as a suspect from the Benicia bank robbery last week. And you know why they probably used him? Instead of the 68-year-old, because a 68-year-old probably couldn't run.
Oh, that's right.
Okay? They needed someone, you know.
He's on first.
Yeah, fleet of foot here, you know. The 68-year-old just like, oh, okay. The driver, 68-year-old man from Fairfield, was determined to be the getaway driver. Third occupant, 74-year-old woman from Vacaville, with a warrant from Solano, for an unrelated case. Both men were also persons of interest in other bank robberies in multiple cities that Benicia police dubbed worth nothing. So in other words, they probably, we ain't giving you the money. Oh, man, oh, man. We have a little excitement up here in Benicia every so often, you know?
I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they went to jail, any of them in jail, they'd have a life term.
Well, the funny thing is that you could spit across this town on the freeway. You know, if you blink, you go through the town. What are you doing on 2nd Street? You robbed the bank on 1st Street and you're on 2nd Street. Like, oh, man.
Oh. Amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, one thing, too. I got a quick movie review for you.
Okay.
Ghostbusters: The Frozen Empire.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I have. Oh, are you kidding me? Really? Even called up my son. I said, hey, are you free? I said, because.
And the old people are still back, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, they ain't running either.
Yeah, they're walking.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty much in their 70s.
Yeah.
The oldest one is Hudson. He's the oldest one. He looks the best of them all.
Is he the black guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's like 78, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, he looks good, man.
That's almost your age.
Yeah, Bill Murray kind of looks like me, you know? Like you know, white pudding melting or something. But I am going to have to tell you, my son loved it because I called him. I said, you know, because I know he's a big Ghostbusters fan. I said, oh, let's go to the show. You know, I got free tickets. So he went, saw it in the big dream definition, and It was pretty good. I liked the afterlife a lot better. But this one was like, it was rushed in just so that way they can make some money.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was not. Afterlife, I thought they had a great storyline. Everything was really good. Introduced some new people. Afterlife, I loved. I thought that was an excellent one.
That was the last? That was one before this one?
That is correct.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that was an excellent one. Yeah, this one's not bad. If you're a Ghostbuster fan, you'll love it. But for me, I'm not a big Ghostbuster fan.
Yeah, I like the last one. Yeah.
Yeah, the last one was excellent. This one's not bad. But, I mean, you know, like I said, when it comes out on streaming service, take a look at it. I think you'll enjoy it. It's, you know, it's enjoyable.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. All righty. Well, let's get back into our podcast. What do you say, Cotton?
I'm ready.
All righty. You know that? You know, that's the funny thing about Superman is that the creators of Superman, guess how much they sold Superman to DC Comics for?
No idea.
$130.
You got kidding.
Yeah, the creators sold the rights to Superman to DC Comics for $130.
Jeez. Holy criminy. Yeah. It's filling up a gas tank now.
I know it, huh? Oh, I don't know about you, but up here, the cheapest gas is $5.09.
Yeah. Yeah, same here.
Whew, baby.
I know.
Oh, here we go. Now, there's always a remarks about who came first, Batman or Superman. Superman was the first really superhero.
Wow.
For DC Comics.
Mm.
Batman came out in Detective Comics, number 27.
Really?
Yeah. Superman was one of the first ones that had his own comic book. And get this. Do you remember The Adventures of Superman?
Yeah.
Golly. I would watch that almost as much as The Three Stooges.
Oh, yeah. Faster than a speeding bullet.
I know it. Did you know that the production was low budget?
Did I know that? It sure looked it.
Like, for instance, you know when they did the office scenes?
Mm-hmm.
They did them all in one shot. They would have different scripts. That's how come they're always wearing the same clothes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they did the shots all at one time. So then that way they would just take one or two days and do all the shots, and then they would just splice them up. And because if you ever notice, when they're talking, it's very general.
Right.
And then so they were always wearing the same clothes. And the first years, get this. The first year they had Metropolis was actually Mayberry.
Really?
Yeah. It was in the back studios of RKO Pictures.
Wow.
Yeah. It's RKO Pictures, and it was in the back lot, and that was the same set that they used for Mayberry.
Wow.
So if you take a close look at the first years that were done, you'll see the Metropolis, and it's Mayberry.
Yeah.
In RKO, they were pretty big at the time, but I think they defunct in 1959.
I thought they lasted a little longer.
I think they closed down in 1959.
Wow.
You know, I mean, as far as being RKO, they're credited for like movies like King Kong, Little Women, right? Bringing Up Baby, which is one of my favorites with Cary Grant, Citizen Kane. Even though it was distributed by Warner, they were actually the ones that did it. They did a lot of movies with, like, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Howard Hughes bought them in 1948 and ran them to the ground. Yeah, he fired half the staff and shut them down for a year.
Wow.
And get this. All right, this is funny. They were so tight in the budget department. The producers, that the cast of Superman asked for a $50 a week raise, and they were reluctant to give it to him. After the first year that they saw, oh man, this is going to be a big hit, right? They wanted more money, and they only asked for $50 a week. They said, nah, and they were very reluctant just to give him even that.
Wow.
And get this, Superman did most of his own stunts. George Reeves?
Yeah.
Did most of his own stunts.
Wow.
They did have stuntmen every so often, but he did most of his own stunts. One of the stories is, if you ever notice, he would take bullets. They'd bounce off his chest. But when the guy threw the gun, he'd duck.
Yeah.
And that was actually one of the stuntmen. And so he kept on ducking every time they threw the gun. And going, wait a minute. This guy, bullets can bounce off of him, but he's got a duck for when somebody throws a gun at him.
And shoot a cannon at me.
But man, throw that gun. Oh, that's my kryptonite. Oh, by the way, George Reeves was trying to get all the stores to stop selling capes because kids were hurting themselves.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Well, shoot, we were poor. We didn't use a cape. Yeah. We just took a towel. That's all we needed. Jump off the roof.
Exactly. And we did.
Yeah.
We. Yeah.
Oh, golly. I mean, I'm surprised we're still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, did you know this about Superman? that the first costumes were brown, gray, and white.
Oh.
Because it was black and white.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, and plus they were so cheap, they didn't use high quality stuff. Yeah. So that way they can actually see the costume. Wouldn't everything wouldn't blend in. So they had to, that's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap, cheap.
Yeah.
Eventually, you know, he got into the blue and red. And some of the shows were actually shot in color, but it was so expensive to send them out in color that they kept them in black and white.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We had a black and white. Everybody had a black and white TV.
Yeah, that's right. And that's what they figured. Hey, we're not going to spend this kind of money to send them out in color. Most people have them in black and white. You remember Jack Larson? He played Jimmy Olsen.
Oh,
he had a tough time trying to find work after that.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. He was so typecast. I mean, it took him a long time before he actually got some roles. And then get this. You remember the woman that played Lois Lane?
Mm-hmm.
She was banned from appearing on commercials with Superman or Clark Kent. Because you know why? Because it was too suggestive.
Really?
Yeah, Kellogg didn't want both of them appearing together because it was too suggestive.
Jeez.
No.
Hey, Lois gets around.
Oh, how about this one? One of the movies that they made, and it was really bad. I remember seeing this one. Superman and the Mole Men.
I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, you really wouldn't want to.
Oh, okay.
It was bad. You know, for Superman in 1950, was released in 1951 for Superman movies. Back in 1951, it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Mole Men, of course, were just little people. Was not Superman's, shall we say, big hit in the big screen. Oh, did you know Chuck Connors? He was in one episode before he became the Rifleman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. This is pretty funny. He plays a doofus type of country boy. And his name is Sylvester J. Superman.
Really?
Yes. And remember how they had the bat signal?
Uh-huh.
Okay. In Superman, they would run an ad in the Daily Planet saying Superman services needed. Okay? Sylvester J. Superman sees this and thinks they're asking for him. You're gonna look that one up now, aren't you?
Yeah.
You can find him on YouTube. And then you know what, after Superman there was a Superboy spinoff. Never even made it on air,
but I did see the comics.
Comics were pretty big, but they tried to spin off a movie. Just didn't work. Did you know that the woman who played Lois Lane was also in the Superman movie? Remember the one with Christopher Reeves?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when he's running next to the train and young Lois Lane says, "Oh, look, Mommy." And she says, "Oh," you know, she just poo-poos the whole thing. That was the original Lois Lane. She played Lois Lane's mother.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That was pretty good. And then, of course, Superman, his alter ego, there was one episode where George Reeves forgot to put on the glasses as Clark Kent.
Oh, really?
and so they're doing the scene, and I guess they're too cheap to say, you know, we need to reshoot this. And they just let it go.
Tattoo your face.
Yeah. Yeah. And that always cracked me up. Just a pair of glasses, and you can't figure out who this guy is.
I know.
The other thing is that he could not wear the suit too long because he would develop a rash. But they would make him wear it all day. So George Reeves developed a terrible rash. You know the Japanese Emperor?
Oh, yeah.
That was one of his favorite programs with Superman. He'd even send fan mail. And even comedian Jerry Steinfeld, one of his favorite episodes is Panic in the Sky.
Uh-huh.
And it's about Superman flies up against a meteor and stops it, but the problem is he loses his memory. So he's on Earth, he's as Clark Kent, and so he has no idea that he's Superman.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Now, do you remember the death of George Reeves. You might have been too young.
Yeah, but there were some weird things that went.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. There's always, was it a suicide or murder? And we're not going to get into this theories or anything like that, but I remember my uncles buying all of these papers that had the picture of Superman. I think the New York Post had the picture of Superman, and it's like, Superman is dead.
Wait.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You ever get those?
Oh, they're long gone. I have no idea where they're at.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but they bought all these different headlines, and I was shocked as a young kid. This is 1959. Very, you know, I'm going like, Superman's dead? I can't be. What is it, kryptonite? And you know what? I don't remember much of my childhood. Real young. That I remember. That stuck to me. I remember seeing, you know, again, the picture of Superman, and Superman is dead. Another one said Superman committed suicide. It wouldn't say George Reeves. It said Superman.
Yeah. He did commit suicide, huh?
Well, that's what they say. They you know, it's just a suicide murder type of thing, you know. I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. Okay. I really don't. But there's a movie called Hollywoodland with Ben Affleck, and it's about George Reeves, and it covers all of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not a bad movie, but it's all the behind the scenes of his suicide slash murder.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the problem was, it was Adventures of Superman, after he was he committed suicide, let's say, or what if his demise, George, there was actually listed to go for two more seasons. And the problem was, the year before, John Hamilton, who was Perry White, passed away. So, okay, we can't have Perry White now. He's long. Oh, we'll get somebody else to play Perry White that looks like him. So that's what they did. But then with George Reeves passing, that was it. But they actually wanted to continue with a lookalike. Golly, will they do anything, you know?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. So they were trying to do it with a lookalike, but it never came to fruition. What can I tell you? But Cotton, I'll tell you what. You really think about the American heroes when I say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, and this is the attitude of Americans. Think about the heroes in Europe, you know, when you're growing up. They're always heroes of the mind, like Sherlock Holmes or somebody like this.
Right.
Not Americans. Right. We want our heroes to have superpowers.
That's right. You know?
Yeah.
We're better.
Truth,
than you are.
Justice, and the American way.
Yeah, that's right.
You know how the Europeans, they like the hero of the mind, the guys that figure things out. Not us. We want people that smash stuff and just beats the tar out of the bad guys.
Exactly.
Right? Oh, well.
The movies were good that they did copy.
Oh, you mean the newer ones?
Yeah.
The Christopher Reeves.
Really well done.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they were actually fairly, especially the new ones, are very, very good. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Cotton, what do you say we bring this one to a close, buddy?
Works for me.
All right, my man. Hey, you have a great day, okay?
You got it, Padre.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Nos vemos después.
We'd like to thank you for listening and leave you with this one quote from Superman in DC Comics. Don't let a few bad apples spoil our great American pie. Until next time, may God bless.